54. Music from the future.
Love. You are listening to the Hip Sounds, the Now Sounds of Area 54.
We'll be right back. Lindstrom. Of Lindstrom and Crystal Bell, but that's just
Lindstrom. Lindstrom was doing his own thing before Crystal Bell, right?
Evidently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agadosis is the name of the song. It's off the album Small Hands.
What
Small Hands
mean,
and Small Feet? I don't know. It's an affliction. It's off of his Small Hands, Small Feet album.
Oh, yeah. These small socks and small gloves, right?
Yeah, man. Maybe I'm just not going any further. All Good Funk Alliance before that, off their album Jacks of All Trades. We played a song called Closer to the Edge. But that was the Tad Wiley remix of that song. Tad Wiley legitimizing that song to put it on our shell show here. Gorillaz before that did a song called Don't Get Lost in Heaven off the album D-Sides.
That's quite different than the one that they released originally.
It is, definitely. Great track. All of them are good. I like all versions. Twin Shadow before that did a song called Castles in the Snow. That was the Comtruse remix.
Yeah, we had a request for Comtruse, but that was the only thing we can find real quick. So that's what you got.
A few Comtruse, that's for sure. If you look at it, they just basically said Tom Cruise and just misspelled it.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really unique name.
Okay. All right, Mike. Down boy. Start off the whole set with Memory Tapes, brand new album's called Grace Confusion, and we play a song called Through the Field. I haven't heard this yet, but Mike has. Mike, what are your thoughts on the new Memory Tapes?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's going to be a classic.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it'll be in a lot of top 10s, top or at least top 20s, top 30s of the year. Great album. It's only six songs, but they're very long.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple standout tracks on there, some weaker ones on there, but if you like Memory Tapes, it's kind of in the same vein.
He hasn't lost his voice vocal range.
No, I don't know what he sounds like live. I don't think he can do this stuff live.
Take him some vice.
I like listening to Passion Pit live.
Right.
I don't think there's falsetto anymore as I used to be on their previous album.
No.
It's just going to say, I'm going to give up on this. It's just too hard. Because now I got to do like 40 tour dates singing like this. It's impossible.
It's impossible. Yeah. Ask Geddy Lee.
Yeah, well, has he totally lost his voice?
Not really, actually. You probably can't tour that much.
You remember when I was watching, was it the opening or closing ceremonies of the Olympics? It might have been the opening one where they had Madness come out on the float.
Yeah.
It just sounded like crap, right? It's like, wow, those guys really lost their voice. And then the Pet Shop Boys came out after that, and everybody was like, I was complaining, like, oh, he lost his voice. That's what happens when you get old. You just give up. And then Pet Shop Boys came out, and they just sounded just exactly like they did like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, they're the lucky ones.
You know, Madness actually has a new record out.
Amazing.
You know, it probably got a little Olympic boost.
Probably. A little extra exposure.
Yeah, it's like two steps beyond now. All right, let's play some more music.
Let's do it.
The Invisible. We got a song called Generational queued up for you. It's called, this is the raw version of it, so sit Mike with you.